Commons World on Mersey Radio.
With Easter literally just around the corner, I know there are families out there listening who are, you know, tearing your hair out thinking to yourself, what are we going to do with the children over Easter? Well, I can tell you one thing you should definitely do over Easter, and that's head down to the Albert Dock at Liverpool's waterfront and visit Mattel Play, and that's exactly where I am at the moment. And with me is Peter Johnson Traherne. He's the Group Finance Director of Heritage GB, who are responsible for this magnificent place. I've just had an opportunity to go around sneak preview. It opens tomorrow. Some children are here by invitation, and they are loving it. Peter, first of all, on behalf of the Albert Dock, welcome to Liverpool with Mattel Play.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're very, very excited that we're opening today for a pre-launch, and then open to the public fully tomorrow from just past 10 o'clock.
And you've got people from Milkshake coming tomorrow.
We've got two of the Milkshake presenters going to be cutting the ribbon with Bob the Builder.
Very good. Well, there we are, you see. Three stars here permanently, of course. You've got Bob the Builder's own, Thomas the Tank Engine, and of course Fireman Sam. Now, they're iconic figures for children of all ages, really. I know mums and dads are very into Bob the Builder. Why those particular three characters?
Well, those three characters, Thomas and Friends, Bob the Builder and Fireman Sam, they've been around a long time. Thomas, for example, is 70 years old, so families know them, they love them. It's the number one toy brand in the UK, and actually one of the number one toy brands worldwide. So we selected those brands because they fit with the British public. They're evergreen brands for the family market.
Mm. Well, I've had a look around, and there are characters all over the place. The Thomas Zone, for example, there's a nice little train that the children can go on. Everything has been designed with the children in mind, including the low archways, so yes. Mums and dads have got to duck to get in. But it's so child-friendly. It's a fabulous place.
Yeah, we wanted the whole experience to be very, very immersive, so this is not like anything else which probably parents have taken their children to. Children can interact with the characters, the vehicles. There's a lot of audiovisual, but there's also physical activities. There's puzzles for the children. There's drawing and tracing. They can build and destroy things in Wendy's workshop. So there's a lot of interaction there. It's not all just about physical play. It's really about the child's imagination and role play and what they want to do. So the parents can actually stand back and just watch their children's imagination really just run wild in the whole place.
Now, I notice you have lots of, attendants around the place keeping an eye on the children. Obviously, mums and dads are going to be here as well. But there is, I had a close look at the ball pond and also the other pieces of the foam bit. It's very child friendly. Everything's soft.
Yeah.
So mums and dads can bring the children here without any fear of injury at all. It's definitely a wonderful place.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's been designed by an established company. We've had it all certified. We've complied with everything we need to. But it's been focused really on the children in mind, really, and how they're going to interact with the features and interact with each other's. Children do go wild. They're going to go wild when they come in here. It's going to have the real wild factor, but it's a safe and controlled environment. We will have staff walking round, but that's to allow the children to, they might interact with some of the children, tell them how to operate certain things, but it's really for the children to discover. They can walk between all three areas as much as they want, so if a child particularly likes the Bob area, they can spend all their time in there, or they can have it equally between each areas.
Now, I notice there are statues of the three main characters. Well, obviously the train is the several trains here, but will the children get an opportunity to meet them in the flesh, as it were?
Absolutely. We've got Bob the Builder, we've got Fireman Sam, and we've got the Fat Controller. Those characters will be coming out, so if you've booked a party, you can have the characters come here, but they will also be going around the activity areas, and we'll be putting shows on at certain points through the day. So, for example, there could be a 10-minute Bob the Builder show, drawing, you know, a few times a day, that we've got a stage there, and that will be focused on the children, but I'm sure the parents will enjoy it as well.
Speaking of parties, we're seated at the moment, along alongside a throne at a very nice brand new table, and one of two party rooms I can see. So you are aiming for children to come along and have their birthday parties and all that?
Absolutely. We've got two party rooms. Both will accommodate 15 children, or we can move the wall so you can have a larger party of 30 children. We can provide all the catering. We can even do the party bags and cakes. The children can play upstairs in the activity areas for an hour and a half, 2 hours, then come and have their party in here. The character costume of their choice, will come along. So if they're a Bob fan, Bob will come along and greet the party children. We've also got graphics on the wall as well, which can be changed. So a little girl, for example, can have Wendy on the wall, or they can have Bob on the wall, or Rosie on the wall, etc. So it can be themed around the characters which they prefer.
Officially it opens tomorrow, the 22nd, at about 10 o'clock in the morning. As I mentioned earlier on, you've got people from Milkshake. You've arranged a special price for a little period of time over Easter, haven't you, an entry fee?
Yeah, that's £10 for a child and £2 for an adult. And then we've also got, outside of peak periods, there's a parents and toddler rate as well for midweek. And, you know, for that price, during peak periods, we are going to be monitoring the volume. But, you know, we feel 2 hours in the activity areas, you know, is a good time for them to explore. But then they're free to spend as long as they want in the retail shop, have a coffee or have a, you know, a cordial or a snack in the cafe. There's also the green screen experience as well. And those three areas of the retail, catering, green screen, people can just come in those at any point in time. They don't have a ticket. So if they've got a spare half hour and just want to grab something to eat with their child, they can go into that area.
There's also a buggy park, so mum can put the buggy, or dad these days. Well, I'm sure, Peter, it's going to be a tremendous success. We can hear the children who are invited running around enjoying themselves. I think we just heard Thomas above us going along the trek.
Absolutely,
so,
yes.
I'm going to let you get on. I know you're a very busy man. Peter, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And every success.
Cheers.
Okay.
Can we fix it?
Well, there we are, boys and girls, and the great news is, if you'd like the chance to meet Bob the Builder, Thomas the Tank Engine, and of course Fireman Sam, those lovely people down at Mattel Play at the Albert Dock have given me two family tickets to give away as prizes. Rules apply exactly the same as all the other competitions that I do. Get in touch with me by email to a.connon@mail.com. a.connon@mail.com. I'll have a draw, as they say, and by the end of the programme we'll have two lucky winners who are going to take the whole family down to Mattel Play at the Albert Dock.